Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. La la la. You know, Deontay, I really do envy your motivation and your ability to continue to go on hour after hour, day after day, because you have so many commitments and so many people pulling you in so many different directions that I still am kind of in awe and I don't get it.
I don't know. I think you just do it. I mean, I'm pretty good about saying no to things.
Oh, are you?
Contrary to popular belief.
I would have never guessed that.
I'm very good about, I mean, I am probably a little overcommitted and I do have a lot of things on my plate, but I don't have any problems saying no.
Well, that's definitely an important part of being able to maintain your career or whatever it might be, is mm-hmm. being able to say no.
Yeah, I'm good at it too. I'm sorry I have too much on my plate. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to do that. Yeah, I can't do that, no.
You can only go so long, going and going and going, before you just get physically and emotionally drained.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you can be sucked dry because there's just too much stuff going on in life. And then the things that you want to give your time to and you want to give your attention to mm-hmm. suffer.
Yeah.
Because everything else just leaves you apathetic, I guess.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in self-care. So no matter what, sometimes you just have to take time away and take care of you.
I'm not good at that. I've always been such a caretaker for everyone else.
Right.
I mean, ever since I was little, that's been my job. Mm-hmm. That's how I show people that I care, is by taking care of them. And I guess acts of service mm-hmm. would be the love language that I show.
Right.
And I think that when I get overextended and I commit wholeheartedly to one thing, that I have a tendency to let other things kind of fall through the cracks.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I sometimes even realize it when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have been doing my swim training and that takes up my days.
Right.
And it consumes the time that I normally would be getting my nephew Jake. Mm-hmm. I make a habit of getting him 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
I leave work, I go directly to his grandma's house, pick him up, and I keep him until after dinner and after his bath that night.
Uh-huh.
And so that's like 24 hours a week that I would see him, at least 24. And since I started my swim stuff, I don't have that flexibility.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing my academic stuff. I'm doing my in-water training during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been spending every single day with his grandma.
Right.
And she's doing a great job. I'm not going to discount her, but I feel so guilty because I feel like I'm saying that this is more important than my time with you.
You need to reframe the way that you view that. It's not about whether or not one thing is more important.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to prioritize the way that you do things. And right now, you just can't pick him up every day. I mean, and that's not any different than if things come up with a kids trip. You are going to be working more here at the studio than you are right now.
Yeah.
So a month from now, you're going to be slammed doing kids stuff. That doesn't mean kids is more important than your swim training. It doesn't mean it's more important than Jake. It doesn't mean it's more important than Sarah. It just means this is what your priority is right now. You have to get these things done. That's part of what I do every single day, is you can't do everything. There are not physically enough hours in the day or the week for you to do every single thing. So sometimes somebody misses soccer practice, or sometimes somebody is late to dance, or you just have to prioritize the way things map out. That doesn't mean one thing means more. It just means this is how we make things happen.
And I think this is probably one of the first times I've ever felt like there truly are not enough hours in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if there were more hours in the day, I would not have the energy to be productive through them.
Right.
Because I've allowed myself to just get tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to come back from that necessarily. I know that it's one of those things where you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just go through the motions and hopefully you start to feel that way at some point.
Right.
Doing it. But I think I'm so overridden with exhaustion and guilt
mm-hmm.
that I don't really know what to do now. And I, you know, I think the timing in my life really sucks sometimes, because the day that I started my training was the day that they gave me all the kids apps and said, okay, we need to start getting this rolling and you've got to be done by this date.
Right.
Which is also pretty much the exact same day that I finished my swim stuff.
Of course.
So the two overlapped. And then, of course, I just told you about the stuff that I'm feeling with Jake. And then on top of that, I feel bad because my sister is pregnant. She's due November 18th and she's on bed rest.
Oh, man.
And it's not even bed rest, just kind of hanging out at home, taking it easy. It's bed rest. Don't even sit up vertically because she's already dilated.
Wow.
So, you know, and I feel like I should be there with her. I should be helping her. I should be, if she wants me to get up and sing and dance for her, I should be doing it. But I'm physically not able to do it right now, and I feel so terrible for it.
You have the biggest hearts of almost anybody I know. Part of the thing is you expect way more of yourself than everybody else expects of you.
Do you think so?
Yes. It's not like you're hanging out by the pool every day, Shannon.
No, I know.
I mean, she knows that you have other commitments. She understands that. She knows that you can't be there every single day.
No, I know that she knows that. I still, that doesn't make me feel any better about it.
But it should, because why are you being so hard on yourself when she's not being that hard on you? Everybody else knows that you have things to do, and not things to do like shopping or having lunch with your friends. I mean, you're working. You have a million things on your plate. You have as many things on your plate as I do on mine. Yours are just organized differently. How many hours of the day do you do swim training?
By the time I get home at night, it's about 6.5 hours every day.
Okay, so that is one commitment. That time frame takes 6 hours. Well, I have like 4 or 5 commitments that take 6 hours. So it's not any different. It's still the same amount of time. It's still the same amount of effort.
Do you feel guilty on the days that you do miss a soccer practice or you do miss a dance practice?
No. And let me tell you why. Because you can't do everything. Shannon, you are the first person to tell me that I can't do everything.
You when can't.
Okay, so then how come you can't apply that to yourself?
Because I'm me. I have never struggled like this with being spread too thin. I've never struggled like this. I've always managed to get it done. I've always managed to get it done very well.
You're
and
still
not let people down. And I feel like
I'm not letting anybody down.
But
no.
My nephew is so mad at me right now.
Sydney, you sound like my daughter. You know. How old is he?
2.5.
He'll get over it.
I know he'll get over it, but right now, he's angry.
Dude.
And
my son, Jude, is angry at me every day, multiple times a day. You know what? He gets over it because he's 4. You'll be the first person to tell me that my kids need to learn about disappointment.
They do.
Okay, so does he.
Because they're your kids. They're not my nephew. I don't want him to know disappointment in life. I don't. And I feel, you know, it's just, I feel like so much change has happened to him at one time because his dad just got a new job that means longer, later hours. Mom can't really, I mean, as soon as I would bring him home at night, he would go into his room and my sister would go in there and play with him. And that was what she does.
Yeah.
And now she can't even get up.
Shannon,
because the baby inside of her could come way too early.
6 months from now, he's not even going to remember this. Why are you stressing yourself out about things that you got to look at the big picture?
What is that?
The big picture is that 6 months from now, everything is going to be different.
Is it?
Yes. And he's not going to remember.
He is if I apologize about it every single time I see him. Jake, I'm so sorry for that 6 weeks that I was not there for you the way that I should have been.
That's helpful.
I'll apologize every day until he's 18 and he can legitimately say, I've forgotten about it and I forgive you.
What happened to the life coach thing? Because you're going to need some additional help here.
No, I know. This is definitely something that I need to talk to her about, I guess. Because it's really spilling into so many areas of my life, and I don't know how to rein it back in. Yeah, you know, I realized the other day, you know, I can't see Sarah, my girlfriend, mm-hmm. every single day.
Right.
We live about 60 miles apart.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that far.
Yeah. She lives about 60 miles away.
Uh-huh.
She works about 40, 45 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not feasible
mm-hmm.
for that to happen every single day.
Right.
And so I have made the mistake of trying to text my way through conversations lately that I should not be texting my way through. I think I already said this, that my love language is acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be doing things. I need to be helping you. I need to be physically there showing you my support in mm-hmm. one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And when I can't do that, I feel like I am letting you down.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm completely selfishly insecure
mm-hmm.
in that I don't feel like what I've done up to this point has shown enough love. I think it matters right now in this moment what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not doing it right, then that must mean I'm doing it horribly wrong.
Oh, I see.
I don't know that that makes any sense to anybody.
You are very tunnel vision.
Yeah.
You're very tunnel vision in the way that you, like, you have a hard time seeing outside of where you are in that moment. So with Jake, all you see is right now I'm not spending any time with him. It doesn't matter that you've spent tons of time with him. It doesn't matter that you will in the future. All you see is right this second, you're not spending any time with him.
Okay, but you have to realize that that's my way of thinking with him. And it sucks. And I pray to God every day that there's nothing that comes to fruition
right,
to justify this.
Right, I know.
But I thought that with Ethan too.
Yeah, I
you know.
You
know, I thought that I would be able to pick him up
right.
again. And then I didn't.
Yeah. You have to learn to see the big picture, though, because even if it were possible, you wouldn't be able to spend every waking moment with Jake.
No, I get that.
So you have to understand that, like, the things that you're doing now are putting you in a position so that later you can spend time with him and that you can do more things for him and that you can do more things for your sister.
I mean, yeah, this makes me upset. Sorry.
I know. But you just the same thing with you and Sarah. I mean, it's a season. Every single thing that you're going through right now is a season. It's not going to be like this forever. It's not going to be kids season forever. You're not going to be in swim training forever. You and Sarah are not going to be in this rough part where she's constantly slammed. You have to justify it in your mind that this is why things are the way that they are right now. This is the most hectic time of the year for me. Because we've just started school, everybody's starting a new activity. We're in the beginning of trying to get everybody's, you know, set. I mean, we've been in school for 4 weeks and already we've got Girl Scouts just started. Miles has just started Boy Scouts. So Boy Scouts just started. Choir just started. Everything is starting and we're still trying to find our groove. That's what you're doing right now. You're just trying to find your groove. Once you get into the groove, you get there, you'll have everything set up the way it's supposed to be, and then the groove will change again. You just have to be
another emotional meltdown.
Well, but you're very much like me. You're not good with change. You like things to be very specific the way that they're supposed to be. You don't like things being thrown at. I get it.
And you know what? Honestly, I'm okay with change.
Mm-hmm.
I will adapt to it. I don't really look forward to it.
Right.
But I learned to adapt to it and make it work somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could have done the job that I've done for so long if I wasn't okay with change.
Right. No, but I don't mean that change at all, but
no,
I'm like, you like very thing. You have things very laid out. You like a schedule. You would like to know what's coming up. You like to have everything organized the way that you're OCD. You're OCD in every aspect of your life.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So you just have to, it's a mind frame thing. You have to change your way of thinking.
I'm trying. I'm truly trying. And especially in my relationship. You know how you have so many failures from the past?
Yeah.
And you try and take those failures and you learn something from them and you decide what you're going to do differently in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that's how you grow,
right.
I guess, as a person.
Right.
But my struggle is I'm so stuck with parallels, I guess,
mm-hmm.
that I'm having a hard time getting through some of it. And I think it's compounded times 10 because I'm feeling so guilty about other things right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's say my last relationship, for example, when my ex was working,
mm-hmm.
she would find things to do to keep her too busy to have any kind of contact with me. And maybe that would have been doing dirty things with the maintenance man in one of the extra apartments at the time. I don't know. But I knew what was happening. Like, I knew something was wrong.
Right.
And I would mention it, and it would be, well, I've just been really busy at work. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I've just got a promotion, and I can't have my phone with me 24/7. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. Here's the thing, though. This person did have their phone with them 24/7.
Right.
Something really was wrong. And everything that I felt in my gut was the reality of the situation.
Uh-huh.
And so now I'm in a relationship with somebody that I trust completely.
Uh-huh.
I know that we would not be together if it wasn't something that was wanted.
Okay.
Yet I still draw from what I've seen in the past, and it's kind of screwing me with where I am now.
Okay, but here's the thing.
It's hard to recognize that this person does this for a living, mm-hmm. has this many meetings in the day, has to deal with hundreds of people throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
and legitimately does not have their phone in their hand because they're doing 87,000 other things.
But have you said that in those words?
What do you mean?
Like, I realize that you have A, B, C, and D. They are all legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that when I text you, you can't text me right back, or that you can't call me 5 times a day. I get all of that. But because of my past relationship, I'm feeling a little insecure.
No.
I
need to. Because honestly, a lot of times it's not until way after the fact that I realize that that's where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my thoughts are justified in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes up to be an insecurity thing, and I'll deny it all day long. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not insecure. But then I think about it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it stems from, is because I've seen it before.
But then that's when you come back and say it.
Well, I haven't gotten the chance to do that yet.
So that
is a conversation that needs to be had.
So put that on your list, at the top of your list for today. Hey, and maybe not text it.
No. No, texting has not gotten me anywhere good. Nowhere good. So that, yeah, you're right. It needs to be an actual face-to-face conversation,
right,
that is had.
Yeah. And started off with, I know I've kind of been being a jerk, but this is where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
This is why. I get it. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm going to try that, because I've been struggling with this in my head. This and obviously 100 other things in my head.
Right.
And not really knowing what I should do to fix it. So I guess you're right. Step one is admitting it, admitting the problem, and face-to-face trying to find a solution to it.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think that would solve a lot of just problems across the board. If people are quick to apologize, but they never really apologize for something, it's like, oh yeah, hey, I'm sorry. But if you tell why you're sorry, and then people really, like the person that you're apologizing to,
believes it.
Well, knows that you understand why they feel offended. Like, I mean, my husband does the dumbest stuff. And I get so frustrated with him. If you would just say, you know, hey, I'm sorry for leaving whatever out, or not putting this away, or not putting the kids to bed, or whatever, it would come across better than just ignoring it, or just waking up the next day and I'm not as angry anymore, or him just apologizing randomly. Hey, you know, I know you were trying to watch the Emmys last night. I probably should have put the kids to bed. I'm sorry. Okay,
I mean,
great.
I have to admit, that is something that I'm pretty good at. When I realize that I'm wrong, mm-hmm. I will be the first to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
I will genuinely apologize for it,
mm-hmm.
and pray to God that's enough.
Yeah.
And hopefully learn from my mistake and
yeah.
not repeat it. So, I mean, I am truly sorry, mm-hmm. for being kind of crappy through text message. And I guess now I have to show it by keeping this conversation to myself until we can actually have it face to face.
See? You got this.
Deep breath. That one felt really good, actually. And I feel like you could be my counselor.
I'm very good at counseling.
I love it, and I appreciate it. And I realize that I am a hot mess.
But you're my hot mess.
And you love me for it.
I do.
I appreciate you.
Love you, Shannon.
Love you, Deontay.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.